Trump criticizes NATO as alliance chief describes meeting as very frank. Iran's ceasefire deal gives Trump a way out of war, but at a high cost. What we know about the two-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. At least 182 killed across Lebanon in large wave of Israeli strikes. Artemis crew returning to Earth with all the good stuff from moon discoveries. He's Australia's most decorated soldier. Now he's at the center of a historic war crimes case. Prosecutors seek Tiger Woods' prescription drug records after Florida arrest. Greece to ban social media for under 15s from next year. Germany suspends military approval for long stays abroad for men under 45. Pioneering wildlife cameraman Doug Allen dies in Nepal. Iran's Strait of Hormuz warning adds to shipping uncertainty. Nigeria begins mass trial of 500 terrorism suspects. Cameroon military contractors. Killed in Russia-Ukraine war, BBC confirms leaked message Trump-backed Republican Clay Fuller wins election to replace Marjorie Taylor Greene. Gambia appoints British barrister prosecute gruesome JAMA-era crimes. Co-founder of Jalisco New Generation drug cartel pleads guilty. Madagascar declares state of emergency over severe fuel shortages linked to Iran war. Newlywed wife of U.S. soldier freed by IC after detention at military base. Man fined after breaking into viral hippo Mudeng's enclosure. Top Australian soldier charged with war crimes. Tor Main in jail on remand plan to scrap presidential elections puts Zimbabweans at loggerheads. U.S. journalist Shelley Kittle's son released after kidnap in Iraq. Officials say French couple leave Iran after more than 3 years in jail. Wireless festival canceled after Kanye West blocked from coming to UK. One gunman killed and two injured in shooting at Israeli consulate in Istanbul. How Pakistan helped secure a fragile ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. Is BTS losing its K-pop identity as it aims for a bigger world stage? The U.S. refinery now processing Venezuelan oil. Indian migrant workers hit by cooking gas shortages are leaving cities. Has Artemis II shown we can land on the moon again? China is winning one AI race, the U.S. another, but either might pull ahead. Fake Australian, Chinese, and Brazilian police stations. BBC goes inside a seized scam compound. Artemis's stunning moon pictures, science or holiday photos. Watch, BBC asks Artemis II crew a question in space. Watch. Pope Leo XIV spins basketball on his finger with help from Harlem Globetrotters. Everything you need to know about BTS's comeback tour. Watch, fire damages roof of Rio's Olympic Velodrome. Fact box. Goldman Sachs lowers second quarter 2026 oil price forecasts on U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Goldman Sachs lowers second quarter 2026 oil price forecasts. Trump says U.S. military to stay around Iran. Threatens action if Tehran fails to comply with deal. Analysis: Trump's abrupt Iran reversal exposes limits of his leverage. Glencore Taiwan CPC book tankers to load Middle East oil. After ceasefire, gold prices tick lower as traders weigh renewed Middle East tensions. Oil rebounds as Lebanon strikes test ceasefire. Hormuz disruptions persist. Analysis: as Trump claims victory, Iran emerges bruised but powerful with leverage over Hormuz. U.S. crude futures rise after settling previous session with biggest fall in 6 years. Gold prices settle higher after U.S. and Iran agree to ceasefire. Japan consumer confidence drops sharply in March as Middle East conflict weighs. South Korea's Kia slashes long-term EV target by a fifth. Aluminum Corp of China shares rise on strong Q1 profit forecast. Bova names top Asia-Pacific semiconductor stocks on AI chip demand. Ackman in talks to launch fund betting on market complacency. F. Tegren reports 10.3% revenue growth in first quarter. Arm CEO Hassett oversees SoftBank's international operations. FTB, Indigo, and Adelaide Bank flags job cuts in AI. Push post Q3 earnings rise.